This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I knew the FDA listens to every show. I knew it. The Fear and Death Administration, they can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show. But what I didn't know, didn't expect, what is a shock, is that the Chinese government... big fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show. What is that all about? Big China, big pharma, big FDA, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What the heck is going on? Must be Super Don and all of his good work getting the stories out there. And here,
it's the global reach of
the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why is China listening, or why do I perceive that big China is listening? Big trouble in little China? Big trouble in big China. Because they're... socialized medicine is going bankrupt, just like it is everywhere it's been tried. And they are arguing that they need to go local. You Chinese people need to go local. Stop riding 1,000 miles into the big cities to get medical treatment. We have got to overhaul our overburdened healthcare system, where the wide gaps between urban and rural care often mean people are traveling hundreds of miles to seek help in cities. What has been the theme of the Robert Scott Bell Show for years? Go local. And that includes going local with your health care. But unfortunately, where China's got it wrong is they've abandoned Chinese medicine, for the most part. In the rush to adopt big pharmaceutical pseudoscientific drugs for everybody, for whom there is no deficiency, they've abandoned their long thousands and thousands and thousands of year old history of medicine that is unapproved by the FDA. Probably even the modern version of their version of the FDA. And yet they're acknowledging now we've got to go local. We've got to go local. Now, why I know they're screwing up on their goal in the localism, even though localism is a good idea, their five-year roadmap, that they had already laid out in March to help overhaul the healthcare system, guess what it includes? Increasing the number of doctors and making better use of technology to improve efficiency. And talk to any doctor here in America about the lack of efficiency by the bureaucratic, if you can't call it red tape, you can call it red digits, zeros and ones, that has not improved efficiency because it's removed the human element of healing. It's removed and destroyed the doctor-patient relationship, which is the essence of healing. Because in many cases, you don't need any drug whatsoever. You just need to listen to what the patient is saying. And once you listen as a doctor, you can go, oh, here's what the problem is. You know that fork you're using? Stop sticking it in your throat. That's where the pain's what? Coming from.
What?
You know, I'm exaggerating only marginally, only slightly.
The fork?
Yeah. You know, okay. It's what you're putting on that fork, the garbage you're eating, okay. Right? But the fork is often so big that it ends up stuck in the throat, and it's stuck in your craw, whatever you want to say. But it's basically common sense is what I'm saying. You know, doc, it hurts when I do this. Well, then stop doing that. The concept, of course, is what you do matters. And if it doesn't matter, then, of course, you can rush in pharmaceutical drugs because it doesn't matter. Just take this drug. Who cares? There's no healing involved here. Happy Sunday. It's Robert Scott Bell Show. Just in case you weren't sure who you were listening to, what is this crazy guy talking about Chinese localism and medicine and
you know,
FDA?
Robert, you've been vindicated by a lot of people, but never by China. This is
never by China. Yeah. No, and when I talk about
Donald Trump would say China.
Yes, I didn't have that at the ready, but that's okay. We've got lots of healing to go today. In fact, there's a really cool story on vitamin C. And we're going to take a different perspective than probably you've ever heard on vitamin C. That it isn't the vitamin C. It's something that it's doing and that we can do from something else that is even less expensive, ultimately, and easier to use and can flood your body with the good stuff you want. So stand by for that. Let's see what else we got. Chipotle's in the news. Oh, man, they're trying to go after Chipotle just because they claim to be GMO-free, going local on a lot of their foods that they offer. We got more gut health decisions. You know, your gut microbiome, it matters, but of course not in the way they say it matters. It's interesting. That's the thing about this. Super honest, I look over these news stories and I look at each and every one of them and I say, you know what? Every one of those stories, even a lot of the holistically minded, if there are many shows like that, won't get it the way we'll get it here. Won't deliver it the way we'll deliver it here. And that's
never
okay.
Have.
Because
never
it means
no.
It means we're still needed. They still want us somewhere. They need
they
to know.
They still need us.
Yay. They love me. They really love me.
866-939-BELL
is the phone number. 866-939-2355. RobertScoutBell.com. Some upcoming events. They're happening October 2nd through 4th. The Homeoprophylaxis Weekend Seminar in Dallas, Texas. We're going to go dive headlong into the ways to prevent disease without vaccination. Targeting the vaccinators with homeopathy. Oh, no! They're all going to go, woo, woo, woo. We're going to have fun talking about empowering you to prevent disease. So if you're anywhere near Dallas, or if you can get to Dallas, October 2nd through 4th, the link's up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. Also, there's a big dental health summit online, and I'm one of the featured speakers there, and talking about some homeopathic options you've probably never heard. For gum and teeth health or tooth health, however you want to say it. Those links are up. We've got October 29th coming up in Tampa, Florida at Abby's Health and Nutrition, a free, well, I don't call it a lecture. It'll be interactive. And I believe Op-Ed says he's going to come with me, my new assistant producer, Super Don. Op-Ed will be with me. You won't because you'll be too busy in Austin, Texas. You feel bad?
Well, yes, of course I do. You'll be in Dallas soon, though.
There will, yes, I will be in Dallas soon. Oh, also, just added October 18th, 19th, and 20th in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Hello to all of our listeners on GCN that listen locally. We've got a big Health Freedom Conference Council where you can participate even as an observer. And we'll have those links up in the show notes shortly as well at robertscottbell.com. So as more becomes, evident to me that I know where I'm going to be, we'll let you know. Please stay tuned by the Robert Scott Bell Show. Occasionally we send out email alerts. You can sign up for email alerts there at the website. Follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media. Super Don is at It's Super Don. I don't know if you have time to tweet anymore, but occasionally you'll go out in a flurry.
Yeah, my own personal Twitter is a little dusty. I think I need to do something with that. But we need to get Op-Ed. Does Op-Ed have a Twitter?
I don't know. We have to ask him that sometime soon. We'll have to find out. But anyway, back to China. The drive is also to lure investors and firms betting billions of dollars on China, opening up a market set to be worth about $1.3 trillion by 2020. Again, big pharma salivating all over the ability to wipe out the history of Chinese medicine and replace it with 20th century medical monopoly patented petrochemicals. And as they have harder times reaching those petrochemicals to bring it out so we can burn it in cars and such, they'll still have plenty to convert into drugs because it needs fractional amounts of those petrochemicals relative to what it takes to run a car. And with that, they will basically monopolize out any natural medicine. And boy, oh boy, do they need it in China with the abject destruction of the environment thanks to communism there. They've just destroyed the environment. Whatever natural beauty, I'm sure it exists in some places, but it's horrific. And, of course, the rise of chronic disease, which was rare, now it's commonplace, on top of whatever fast food they've allowed into China as well. So
that's
going,
true. If you think about it, they've allowed, what, McDonald's and all that stuff in China?
KFC, I think, right?
Right.
Kentucky China Chicken. And so
Chickadee China.
Yes, the Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. So we knew we were opening with China today, but of course Donald Trump says China, so we gotta do some China today.
That's right.
When I went to West Africa, I've said this many times over the years, I went into West Africa a couple of times, Nigeria, Ghana, and I talked to the doctors, the healthcare people there, and I told them to kick out the white man's medicine. I did. I said, kick it out, man. You don't want it. You don't need it. We've destroyed it. We've destroyed healing, natural healing in America. And no, that's not me being anti-white or anything. It's just, come on. It's just a joke. The white man's medicine. You get it. You understand we're pigmentally challenged. We have petrochemical medicine. Comes from Northern European clients.
Self-hating Jew.
Right. Yes. Oh, by the way, Shana Tova to all of my Jewish friends, my brothers and sisters. Yes. Happy New Year, everybody.
What does that mean?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year?
Shana Tova, yes.
Shana Tova, okay.
Yeah, you got it. So you're doing Hebrew now, Super Don.
Who knew?
Who knew? You got Latin, you got some Harry Potter language, we got some Hebrew. We need some Yiddish, some Sanskrit. Barak of a shot. There you go. Sanskrit. May the blessings be.
Smile.
A little Vernon Shirley, too. 866-939-2355. If you want to throw another language in here that is FCC neutral, hopefully, we got you covered. Let's see. We got, cover that. Oh, how about Washington, D.C.? Athletic trainers. We're not talking about professional athletes, armchair athletes, even just people that want to go to the gym. One of the growing segments of the economy are all of these gyms that are popping up everywhere because people don't exercise in their normal life. They just sit down, they type on a keyboard, and occasionally they go out and smoke a cigarette. And they're going, hey, maybe I should exercise. And so there's a whole market that popped up to say, hey, come on over here. We'll help you out. And they got all these people that maybe go through weekend courses, get a little online diploma, and then become a trainer. So the argument in Washington, D.C. is, hey, we got to regulate these people. Come on. You don't know. They could be killing you. Now, tell me, I haven't heard of the dangerous trainer onslaught where people are dying at Crunch Fitnesses or whatever they're called nowadays. Everybody's gotten injured at one time or another working out. But
this is actually something that got my interest, because this was something I looked into doing when I was younger.
I was quite
the gym rat at one point. And becoming a personal trainer was something I wanted to do. And there are all kinds of organizations out there that can certify you. But you have to go through a course, and you have to, learn what it is you're doing and stuff. This really caught my attention, because now they want, actually at one time tried to mandate in D.C. that you had to have a 4-year degree to be a personal trainer.
Right. Yes. That's what we need. Muscle heads with 4-year degrees. We just don't need that. By the way, if you think you can run a gym and have a trainer that injures everybody who comes in to see him or her, that's not going to last very long. Again, more government meddling where it's not necessary.
Market, doggone it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, let's go for some Chipotle. Uh-oh, will we get sick eating there? In Minnesota?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, what else do they come out at the athletic trainers for in D.C.? Well, we've got to protect the public from unwanted, sexual advances, right, in clubs, trainers hitting on their clients. Dude, if you want to eliminate unwanted sexual advances in clubs, you're just going to have to separate them out by sexes. But even that, of course, you're going to find it's never going to be. You're in a place that's highly physicalized, and I'm not endorsing that. There are responsible adults that can work out with one another and not do that. But I'm just thinking, this is not the fault of athletic trainers. This is happening all the time in these clubs. In fact, some people go to them for that purpose.
Well, let me ask you. If you think that a four-year degree or a professional certification through a regulation agency is going to stop somebody from doing something inappropriate, then let's go back to kindergarten and start over with you.
Yeah.
Because that's not how it works. I mean, how many times have we heard about sex scandals going on, whether we're talking with doctors, hospitals taking pictures of patients, women being, abused while they're under anesthesia? I mean, how many sex scandals have we heard of from the halls of Congress?
Oh, yeah.
They have more than a weekend diploma, you know?
We should license them, right?
People are people. It doesn't matter how many degrees they have on the wall. We know that all too well.
Who that? We love that. People are people. So why should it be? Remember that song?
Yes. Do you remember who sang that?
I don't. Who sang it?
Oh.
Come on.
You can't sing it and not know who's...
Well, I can because I have you. Depeche Mode. Yes, I remember.
That's right. Yes.
That's right. Hey, speaking of a way to stop unwanted sexual advances, how about the little salmonella? That'll put a halt to the excitement, won't it?
Yeah.
Up in Minnesota, our friends up there at GCN and others Chipotle linked to salmonella outbreak in Minnesota, according to health officials, prompting investigation. I was looking into this. They say 45 people have been reportedly sickened in the outbreak, but they're still unsure of what the exact source of the contamination was. Age and ranging from 15 to 67. Five were hospitalized. But how many were actually linked to whatever's going on at Chipotle? Because they said there's also another outbreak linked to cucumbers, which I don't think they have at Chipotle.
They determined, I think they did determine that it is linked to Chipotle in some way. But
32 out of the 34 ate at one of 17 different restaurants in Minnesota. What is it? There's no more transmission, by the way. They've halted it, whatever it was, and Chipotle is cooperating. But if you think about it, 45, there are approximately 700 cases of salmonella in Minnesota every year. So this is par for the course, I guess, from all kinds of restaurants. So the question is this because of the source of the food, right? Did it come from a farm that was contaminated? Or was there some contamination within the Chipotle setting? I think it would have to be a source point because it happened in 17 restaurants.
They're using that doggone non-GMO stuff. If they'd just been eating GMOs, they wouldn't have gotten salmonella.
There you go. I mean, listen, they're in the crosshairs of big food because they've dared to go out and say, we don't want GMOs in our food. And for that, people are targeting. So could there be some level of sabotage here? I don't know. I'm not saying that there is. But it's a question. Anytime you go out to eat, how well, you know, are they preparing the food? What is the source of the food? You can never rest on your laurels. And this shows you also how government inspections, which, by the way, you can never inspect everything. So there's no way you can prevent all food poisoning. You can do your level best in cleanliness. And, of course, it doesn't do Chipotle any favors to have this kind of bad publicity. So, you know, some people might say, well, I'm not going there now. If they were on the fence, others will say, well, it might have been a one-off.
Well, let's put a little perspective into this equation here.
Yeah.
Of all of the food poisonings that happen throughout the year, salmonella, listeria, you name it, E. coli, how much of that is coming from the processed GMO food and how much of that is coming from the organic food?
Certainly. Well, you have to think percentage-wise, it'd be way lower because there's so
thin. It is way lower. Yeah. I mean, come on. You get these stories where it's like such and such, you know, factory farming meat plant has just recalled 75 million pounds of ground beef.
Yeah.
I think the scales are tipped a little bit more into the processed food, which is where these diseases and this food poisoning is coming from.
Right. Our board op, who shall remain unnamed for his own safety, says that he's no longer eating at Chipotle because they stopped hiring undocumented workers. I don't know if that's true or not on either side, but I thought it was a rather interesting perspective. He said the food doesn't taste as good when high school kids are cooking it. Oh, my gosh. What are we doing here?
Our board op is codenamed cilantro.
It upsets me greatly whenever they're out of cilantro, by the way. They have organic cilantro at these Chipotles, which I do love. Load it up. All right, gut health. We're going to tell you how to reverse salmonella or prevent it, even if you know you're going to get some. Yeah, you can do that. I'm not saying to go do it, but you could. And then the FDA should go after NASA. Why? Well, you're going to find out next hour.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. NutriGold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one NutriGold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, delving into the gut microbiome next. Of course, we have to. We just covered a story about salmonella. It would be irresponsible of us not to correct the problem. Now, we're going to do that with the help of NASA as well a little later in the program. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Even when we're off the air, you can leave us a voicemail, and I can respond on the air. If appropriate, I'll even say your name. If it's not, say so, and I won't. Otherwise, you can just send us a message through the website. Now,
The gut. The story is about the gut and the microbiome, and it relates to weight loss. It says basically your gut decides whether to be slim or obese. This is great. This is like, let's take it all out of what's on your fork and what goes down your gullet. It's all about what's in your gut. Now we can blame the critters, right? The critters are the cause of you being obese or slim. And so it's a bit of a red herring argument in a sense, because we know the microbiome has a lot to do with a lot of things. But ultimately, is it going to be used as a crutch to say it's not your fault again, right? We talked about that. It's not your fault because, your genes are bad. Will it go to the genes? In fact, I predict it will. And we will, debunk it? Is that the right way to say it? We will debunk the gene theory of being fat or skinny or whatever. But before we go there, we've got to counteract the salmonella. One of the things that can do so, of course, is flooding your body with what are known as probiotic bacteria. Those are considered the good guys that are really living in peace, love, and harmony when your gut is intact, when it's fully engaged in doing the right thing, when you're not poisoning it constantly with chlorine, antibiotics, vaccines, heavy metals, etc. Now, the problem comes is that most Americans, unfortunately, have damaged their guts almost beyond repair, certainly to the modern medical circles beyond repair, because they continue to add to the damage to the gut by poisoning it further with antibiotics and then suppressing the inflammation desperately through the use of powerful steroid hormones like prednisone, synthetic prednisone. Then eventually, running out of the ability to use that, but without killing the patient, they have to now remove parts of your intestine that they've utterly destroyed, or at least if not initially starting it, contributed to that destruction by violating the basis by which our cells heal. And so if you throw all of the good flora in there, which we love to do, believe me, I take my Dr. O'Hara's, I get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, so obviously big proponent of taking pre and probiotics. And in some cases, if you know you've been exposed, for instance, to certain bad bacteria that can proliferate and cause diarrhea, you can flood the system very rapidly with good guys, and they can overwhelm the so-called bad guys. So that is one strategy, one way we can address the rebalancing or the shifting of the balance of the microbiome that's been temporarily upset. Again, this is the key. It's an acute upset versus a chronic upset. So it's flooding it, turning on the garden hose with probiotics, like we'll turn on the garden hose with something else I'm not going to mention because I'm going to wait for the NASA story. It's so cool. The FDA is going to be really upset because we know they listen, but you're going to have to send a spaceship where you want to go for this story coming up. So healing the gut. What is this story about your gut deciding whether to be slim or obese? There's some good stuff in this article, but we're tempering our enthusiasm with where I believe it's going to go. They acknowledge that we have 10 times the bacterial cells than we have human cells in our body. So they're acknowledging this amazing microbiome, this environment unto itself, in which we humbly must rely upon these tiny little critters for our own survival. Our ability to survive on this planet, we have to carry the gut with us, where the gut bacteria with us. And where do we first get them? Well, if you're born vaginally, you'll get that scoop on the way out. And that's what starts this whole thing going. If you're a C-section baby, you might have some other issues we've covered over the years. And you may have to work a little harder to get that thing going. But it can be done, even without what they call fecal transplants. Now, there are, of course, a number, wide variety of what's in our GI tract. And they say it's as individual as a fingerprint, if you will. Everybody's unique. Microbiome is a little different than anybody else's. However, you find that balance because you survive. If you don't thrive, there's another issue, but you survive. So we need them for digestion. We need them for immunity. We need them for essential fat, just the utilization of food, the breakdown, and of course the production of things like neurotransmitters, endocrine compound substances, etc. And we've only touched the surface on what really goes on there. And speaking of the surface, that's the epithelial lining of the gut that is destroyed by antibiotics, right? Vaccines, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plastifiers, heavy metals. All of this damages the very lining, the forest, if you will, in which these microbes live. And if you wipe out the rainforest, the critters that used to live there have no home. Yes, shed a tear. But shed a tear for your own microbiome, because this is what's happening. And unfortunately, the medical doctors, They don't tell you that, and they'll continue to give you drugs to suppress the inflammation that was caused by many of their interventions to begin with. Am I making any sense, Supernaut? Just want to make sure, because we're getting pretty bowly here. Can I say that? Bowly.
Bowly?
Bowly. Bow, wow, wow. Bowel. We're talking bowel.
Bowly. Yeah. You know, we need to create like a Robert Scott Bell Show dictionary.
Yes, that would
point.
Be good.
After all these years, we've come up with so many words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Professor Harry Flint also added fiber and other slowly digested carbohydrates that are found mainly in plant-based foods make important contributions to human health. These are thought to include helping to maintain gut and health and prevent cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Yeah. And in fact, we've talked about fiber from vegetation also helping the gut bacteria also work with that to create what? Molecular hydrogen, which will be something we'll talk about a little later in the program. And in a study published in the journal Circulation Research, the University Medical Center in Groningen in the Netherlands, they quantify for the first time exactly how much the microbes in the gut contribute to blood cholesterol levels. Again, what does this tell you? It has a lot to do with the liver function, the liver-gut connection. You know, we talk about the gut-brain connection. How about the liver-gut connection or the gut-liver connection? That would be great. So then we go where I thought they were going to go. Professor Tim Spector, he's a head of Department of Twin Research and Genetic Epidemiology at King's College in London, says the results may open the door to personalized probiotic treatments that could reduce the risk of obesity and related diseases. Now, I don't have a problem with personalized probiotic treatments, but anytime you bring in genetics in here, I know they're going to go to a place where we're going to have some disagreement. We're going to have some words, okay? And this is indeed where they go. They said we can intervene more efficiently in the future by learning about the genes that contribute to the microbiome. So ultimately, what they're coming to a conclusion, I know I'm having to rapidly do this because this is deep-level science stuff here, right? And it's like I can't spend all day doing it, but basically where their conclusion is that your genes are making manifest a certain microbiome. In other words, it's not the microbes themselves, it's the genes. So they want to come back and say, how do we engineer your gut? How do we alter your genes? Maybe we could develop maybe drugs, or in this case, interesting, if we could know what the heck is going on down there because of the genes and the relationship to the microbiome, we could create targeted weight loss treatments, or maybe we can predict the best candidates for weight loss surgery.
Just create an artificial gut, right?
Well, we could do that too, but that's indeed what they do through surgery. They alter the gut in such a way that it's no longer the same natural microbiome. And so it's intriguing to me. The egghead science guy in me says, okay, they're looking at this stuff and going, how do we establish better candidates for weight loss surgery? Which I would say, never appropriate, unless you've got a bowel obstruction or in what they call an intussusception that is caused largely by the vaccine for the rotavirus, thanks to, what's the guy? I don't even like to mention his name. From Philadelphia.
Mr. Paul Offit?
Yeah, that guy. Right? Created bowel obstructions and collapsed bowel due to the vaccines for a bowel microbe, right? The rotavirus, as they call it. So there's so much interesting and fascinating science on the gut microbiome, yet there's so much money now being thrown at it that unfortunately the visual outward, you know, like if you are a drug scientist, you have got to now find a way to justify the budget and more funding. It's not going to happen when your answer is a probiotic that you can get in a health food store. It's not going to happen when your answer is the probiotics you can get from fermented foods like sauerkraut or kimchi or any one of these things, that, or pickling even, if you will. These are the things that have for time immemorial been corrective of a gut microbiome before we even called it that, was imbalanced. So now we have the ability to use probiotics, but then we've seen the promotion of fecal transplants because only doctors are allowed to do it. You know, it's like, how do we get a hold of this multi-billion dollar emerging industry and get it back under the auspices of the medical monopoly? And some of these studies, as much as we can learn really cool stuff from it, unfortunately, they're directing their activity toward development of drugs, engineering microbes, altering your genes, or making you a better candidate for weight loss surgery. And
which is
then,
really good,
yeah,
for diabetes, they say, too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, wipe out the ability to digest food and no sugar gets in. Great, look, diabetes gone. Ah, man. But you could always drink some diet soda, right? Maybe some of that diet death. Diet sodas diet sodas may not help you lose weight, a study contends. Wow, that would almost be a moment of duh. It should be, but a lot of people still drink them thinking they're doing themselves a favor. People who drank low-calorie soft drinks, however, tended to eat more foods high in sugar, salt, and fat. So this article, also on healthfinder.gov, basically says the reason why people are still getting fat and not losing weight on drinking diet soda is because they're drinking the diet soda and thinking they can eat more fat. But then again, folks, fat does not make you fat.
This has been going on for a long time, ever since diet soda came out. I can remember years ago, I used to work in a place where a food truck would come around every time, you know, for lunchtime. And the secretaries would come out and they'd get a Diet Coke and a Snickers for lunch.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, so you think one cancels the other out?
Yeah. However, this study was funded and published thanks to the American Beverage Association. So take it with a grain of artificially sweetened soda that this study is actually saying that it isn't our fault, it's not the diet soda's fault, it's that people are eating garbage because they're drinking diet soda. But they're drinking garbage because it is diet soda. Anything with an artificial sweetener, much less high fructose corn syrup, which is not a natural sweetener, is good for you. It is not, much less the carbonation and the things that that does if you rely on that frequently. All right, taking a break. Let's find out if hopping is good for our hips, shall we? Everybody do the bunny hop on the break. We'll find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley, flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Hello, boys and girls. Happy hips are hoppy hips. That's right. Hopping may be the good new exercise for grandma and grandpa. Super nice. It was really funny. My mom and nephew visited over the weekend. And, you know, yeah. I've told you about my bragged on her. She's 81 and a half now, and she's on zero medications. Not that the doctors haven't tried to put her on stuff, but she'll call me and say, this is what they said. And I think, all right, do this, and she's fine. And so she's out dancing all the time. So we go down to walk down to the lake to see the sunset with my kids and my nephew and grandma, right? And we're walking down there. We're walking back up the hill, and she's just trucking along, no issue. I mean, she could pull the teenagers up the hill, right? And then my son is walking behind her saying, Grandma, how is it that you can walk? I was like, what?
Oh, gee, nice.
right, yeah. How is it that you can walk? Now, earlier in the day, I forget where we were, and someone asked her her age. I don't know. No, they didn't ask her age. She likes to volunteer her age because she's proud of the fact that she's 81.
Is it?
Yeah. And you know, the shock on the faces of those when they say, what, 81? No, you're like 50s or 60s, whatever. Anyway, it's like because I tell my son, she works it out, man. She's dancing, she's walking, she's moving. It's like she's not an old lady in that context, right? And so this story caught your attention, Super Don. It's a great story. It's a good news story. It's called Does Hopping Help Your Hips? Great question.
Does hopping help your hips?
So you might as well jump. And they actually did 2 minutes a day, and they did a test on old folks, particularly men in this case, I believe, hopping on one hip, one side. You know, all that, so they would test it for bone density, et cetera. And bone density went up near 3 to 12%. Over the time of doing that. Now, this should be no surprise because even young astronauts who spend their time, by the way, we have an astronaut story coming up. This is perfect for a segue. In space, a long time in the weightless environment of space, you lose bone density. The concept of if you don't lose it, or say you don't use it, you lose it, that is indeed the case here. And so here, this idea, not only for the benefit of moving the lymph, the walking, but literally the pressure, the pounding, if you will,
you know, you hit the pavement, and we're not saying throw old people onto the pavement. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying.
Don't jump off the roof. Yes.
Do a little bunny hopping, walking, whatever. You'll find that bone density will increase over time. However, we also want to recognize that many of these old folks, and young folks too, we have massive deficiencies of silica or silicon. And the silicon we use here is basically concentrated from the horsetail extract tea into a tableted form that we get from Alta, but we get that from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Now, also, I want you to remember, detoxify, because in many cases, the toxins over time, especially grandmas and grandpas, if you're not really aware of this, the liver not doing its job, that will displace minerals. And the bones are a great source of these minerals to displace, if you will, to neutralize the toxins and help them out of the body. So that's another reason why we see a lot of bone density issues, connective tissue disorders, because you're robbing the minerals. Now, the key mineral to get it back in is the silicon. So one of the things you can do, you want a gentle way to detoxify. Our good friend Ronnie McMullen has this Life Change Tea, which is awesome. GetTheTea.com. If you haven't got on that, it's a simple way. You brew up a bunch of tea, put it in the fridge, bring it on out, drink it. It's nice. It's stevia sweetened very mildly. People really enjoy it. So giving you some easy options there for detox. But how do you like that? I love that we got a bunny hop story in, Super Don. I mean, not every day we get to do that.
I like that. And thank you, science, for letting us know that even though we've done this testing, it's too soon to recommend older people start hopping at home.
Yeah. Well, what we need are personal trainers, but no, we can't have that unless they're licensed by Washington, D.C. bureaucrats.
Right. Do not hop unless you have a four-year degree.
Hop, hop, hop. All right, you can do little bunny hops, right? Oh, you don't have to do like Michael Jordan hops.
Stop.
Go slow. Build up.
Yes.
Soon, Grandpa will be dunking the basketball. No, don't go there. It's not
necessary.
There
are some out there that can do that.
It's true, but they never stop. But these are the people that stay active, remain active. And life is movement. Movement is life. That's why, you know, I normally do stand-up radio, and I do a little. I can hop right now. I'm hopping right now. And that helps.
No, you're not.
I was. I am now again. Here I go. Hop, hop, hop. You told me to stop. Can't stop because the hippity hop has got me. Hop,
that.
Hop.
You don't want to hurt yourself.
Bippity bop. All right. Robert Scott Bell Show continues. We've got a whole other hour. And on top of that, we got a whole other 10 hours. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week total. Because Sunday's only our first broadcast day. Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Eastern, here on GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com, and many other sources around the web for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Outer space, FDA, what do they have in common? We'll find out after the break, because the power to heal is yours! Blast off!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.